It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And we say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. How are you doing, Josh?
Doing all right. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Did you have an exciting weekend?
Yeah, it was. Weather was beautiful. Sun was out.
And yeah, 57 degrees yesterday. That's kind of nice.
Lots of melting snow. And
yep, not too much left under the trees here and there, but that's about it. So.
Yep, in front of my shed. And
yep.
Now I got to pick up dog mess.
I guess that's one thing, a good thing about not having a dog, but I kind of miss having a dog. So
yeah,
Rupert, he's a good guy.
Yeah, but they're good buddies.
Got to go, you know.
Yep, that's
yep.
Right.
Well, let's salute a veteran today.
Of course. Today we're saluting Private Virgil Lawrence Hogan. Virgil was born on December 11th, 1936 in Canby and passed away on May 2nd, 2004 in Dawson. He entered active duty in the Minnesota Army National Guard on October 12th, 1957, here in Madison for his training and got back home 6 months later on April 11th, 1958 from Fort Sill, Oklahoma. He was an artillery surveyor in the National Guard and served during peacetime. And he was a sharpshooter with the M14 rifle. So thank you, Virgil, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. Thanks to all the vets.
Absolutely.
Every day is Veterans Day in your office.
Especially in my office.
That's right. That's why you're there.
That's right.
All right. Well, talking about veterans, we're going to talk about the VA and faith leaders addressing some rural veteran mental health crisis.
Yeah. VA's blog on Vantage Point on March 16th had an article by VA's Office of Rural Health Executive Director Tom Klobuchar discussing how VA is teaming up with rural clergymen when it comes to mental health services. Spectre mental health illness can make patients feel like they're fighting a battle alone. Nowhere is that truer than rural America. Communities there face an additional challenge of medical facility closures and a lack of nearby mental health service providers. In fact, 93% of rural counties have no licensed psychologists, a problem that will only worsen as an aging clinical workforce collides with a lack of new recruits. Like many of their urban counterparts, rural veterans grapple with the stigma of seeking professional help. In many close-knit rural communities, seeking professional care for a mental health disorder can be met with negativity and judgment by family and friends. The stigma leads many rural veterans to confide instead in trusted community members, such as faith leaders. Research shows that 25% of people struggling with their mental health will first seek guidance from clergy, compared to 17% who first consult a doctor. These rural clergy are in a unique position to ensure that veterans feel heard and empower them to take advantage of their mental health care that they've earned through the Department of Veterans Affairs. To help rural faith leaders assist veterans in distress, VA's Office of Rural Health and the VA National Chaplain Service partnered to launch the Rural Community Clergy Training Program, RCCTP, a multi-faith initiative that equips rural clergy with the tools they need to serve as important connectors between rural veterans and mental health care resources. Through the program, rural clergy attend workshops to learn about the psychological and spiritual effects of military trauma and the resources available for those who want help. Clergymen, as we all know, are trained on a variety of topics, including suicide prevention, mental health services, and referrals. Building community partnerships to address mental health crisis, how to refer veterans to their local VA community and healthcare facilities. So it's a list of what they're trained on in this RCCTP program. Since it launched in 2010, more than 8,200 clergy, chaplains, mental health professionals, and others who support rural veterans have received training. More than 95% of participants would recommend the program to somebody else. 97% of participants report an increased understanding of the mental health needs of veterans returning from combat. Through the program, rural clergy are equipped with a thorough knowledge of VA and community-based mental health services. They're ready to assist a veteran in need should they want to seek help. This training empowers rural clergy to help veterans take first step to receiving the care they need. And To learn more about mental health services through the VA, by all means, please contact my office. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And I know you have the number. I laid it out there for you.
I covered it up. 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're in the lower level of the courthouse.
Garden level again.
Garden level again.
Be green pretty soon.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be green soon.
It's kind of greening up already a little.
April showers bring Mayflowers.
That's right.
And Mayflowers bring pilgrims.
Pilgrims, yep.
We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and you reach us by phone at 598-3445. And like I've always been saying, might be beneficial to call ahead just to make sure I'm around, in and out of meetings and appointments quite regularly these days. So it behooves, it's a military term there.
Especially if you're driving any distance, right?
It behooves a person to call and make sure I'm around before stopping in.
All right. And if you know they're coming, you might make sure you're around or something.
Huh? Yeah. I'll
do your best.
I'll clear a spot on the desk.
All right. Well, thanks, Josh.
Sounds good. Thank
and
you.
We will see you again next Monday.
Yes, next Monday.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.